It's a lulu, there's a shear. How big it has to be? Rashi says, b'shefer k'dei she'yachzenu b'yad, you have to be able to hold on to with your hands. The year with the seed l'kan l'kan. And the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah. And lulav also, there's a shear, how big it has to be. Shear bidon. Therefore, v'avos kechov, and the Gemara says, ketuse mechte shirei. Since this shayfar, or this lulav, comes from an avodah zarah, since it's torn shreif, you have to burn it. It's considered like it's burnt already. It's like chopped up already. It's missing a shear. So therefore, you're not making the mitzvah. But hoch over here, by the mitzvah kisi adam, kol ma de mechaseis mal lekisui. Kol ma de mechtas. Like the more you consider it burnt, the better it is for kisi. You can't ruin it. But there's no real shear. It's just a mitzvah. The dam has to be covered up. So might since you're covering it up with the dirt of the irni dachas, avad yibim mekayim the mitzvah. Here there's no shear of dirt. It's just a mitzvah. The dam has to be covered up. Mashenkin by shayfer and by lulav, the shear. Here we say ketusim mechta shiuri. Since it's also banor, it's torn shayfer. Like Rashi says, kibul the shayfer kaimom. Therefore, there's no shear. But over here, adarabba, the more it's burnt up, the more it'll be roi for kisi adam. And therefore, since you're not having hanof from it, because mitzvah lav lehenes nitnu, you could be mekayim the mitzvah of kisi adam, even with this offer that's also bano that comes from ir hanidachas. Hadin olecha kisi adam. Now the Mishnah says, gid hanosha. The aloch of Gid HaNosha, the Torah says, you're not allowed to eat the special vein. The Gid HaNosha is Noyig Boritz of Chutzloritz. Whether the animals in Eretz Yisrael, whether it's Chutzloritz, you both have this aloch not to eat from the sciatic nerve. The Fnei HaBayis, the Shlomo Fnei HaBayis, whether you have Bizman, the Beis HaMikdash, or Bizman, there's no Beis HaMikdash, still it's also to eat from the Gid HaNosha. Ba'chulun of a Mikdashim, whether the animal is a chulin, whether the animal is the korbin, you have an issa not to eat from the sciatic nerve. V'noig bebehemo v'chaya, it's noig whether it's a behemo or whether it's a chaya, v'yerech shel yamin or v'yerech shel smoil. The Tanakama holds that applies to both sides of the animal, whether it's the right or left hip. On both of them you have the issa of Gid HaNosha. But v'yena noig b'yoif does not apply to a bird. Why? Mifnei shein lakaf. Because a bird has no calf by its hip. It does not have like a spoon-shaped hip. Therefore, this thing doesn't have a calf there. There's no issa Gid HaNosha. And we'll see in the Gemara, Rashi says exactly what the Gemara means to say, that even though it has a hip there, it's just not round like a calf, like a spoon. Therefore, the issa Gid HaNosha does not apply to a knife. Now the Mishnah says, Vayta by animals, v'noyi b'shlil, by a fetus, inside the animal, if you have the fetus, like you made a shrit on the mother, now you're allowed to eat the fetus. Halacha is the issa Gid HaNosha applies to that also. It's hips also, you can't eat the sciatica nerve. We have Yehuda says no, ain't no b'shlil. On the fetus, there's no issa Gid HaNosha. You're allowed to eat from the Gid HaNosha of a shlil. The chel by mutter, what in the chelav of a shlil, is mutter teat. There's no issa chelav only after it's born, not on the fetus. But now the Mishnah says, V'yein ha-tabochim nemonim, like the butchers, the sheikhs, and the non-nemon to say, al Gid HaNosha. The non-nemon to say, like they took out the Gid HaNosha, we can't trust them. Rashi says, loyma nitlenu, the non-nemon to say they took out the Gid HaNosha from this hip, from the side of the meat. Rashi says, why? Bivnei sheter rechulem, it's a big bother. Lach techarko to take it out. So Stamos say, we don't believe them. Divrei Rabbi Meir, these are the words of Rabbi Meir. V'chachomam nechom seino, v'chom moimrim, nemonim olov yalachelev, no, we could trust them. If they said they took out the Gid HaNosha, or they said they took out the chelev, the osabek of fats, we have a right to believe them. If they said they made nikur, we could believe them. Now the Gemara says, mukdoshim, like what does the Mishnah have to say that Gid HaNosha applies to a korban? Pshita, of course it applies. Mishum diyaktishay pokalei yisura gidminei. Just because you took an animal and you amaktish, you made it into korban, is that a reason why the yisa gid should go off? Like as soon as it's born, it has an yisa gid anosha. So later when you amaktish it, treat it still also. What's the tzad to say it should be mutter? But the chite, maybe you tell me that our tan holds yesh begidim b'noisentam. Then maybe this gid anosha has the tam of basar on it. Rashi says Yesh Bimus Satam means the Bosa. Then there's some machlokes about this. Pashut machlokes says that there is a certain amount of time of taste in this gid, and the shaila is that has a taste of Bosa or not. So we hold that yes, the sciatica vein, the vein itself has a taste of Bosa to it. And therefore Rashi says, Vashmin Hatan Tanaba Mishnah wants to hear, tell us, to Yoichel Gid Anosha Shel Mekdoshim, if somebody eats the Gid Anosha from a korbin, Loikestein, you get two times Malkus. Achas Mishim Gid, Shafilu Eitzu, even if a Gid would not have a locha like Bosa, even if it would be strong, sharp like wood, still, Hatera Chayvlo, Hatera Sadi Chayv on this. And Vyachas Mishim Mekdoshim, the over Nis of eating from Hegdish. Sheyesh by tam, because the chiddush is that gidim have a taste to it. Venenam and agdoshim, v'sheminim minotarti. Chod odi yesh begidim noisent tam, v'chod odi yistachal alista. That even though first that a nisa gid a nosher on it, secondly when you mark the shit, the yista hegdish is chal upon the yista gid a nosher. So you say yistachal alista. Rashi says lofuki man diyom abai pirkum will have leidom ein begidim noisent tam. There's a man diyom letter that says no, that the gid a nosher it's like hard like a wood, it doesn't have tam bosser on it. So maybe that's pshat in our Mishnah. That our Mishnah says v'chi tema. Maybe the chiddush of Mishnah is that we hold yesh begidim v'leisim tam, and the chiddush is v'yosa islam mekdoshim v'chal alisa gid. That later when you makdish the animal, the yisa hegdish is chal upon this gid anosha. So Mor says if so, that would have been the chiddush. Haim mekdoshim noyig begidmi boilei. It should have said that the Yista Hegdish applies even to Gid Anosha. The Mishnah is mashma the opposite way, that the Yista Gid Anosha applies to Kabonis, and that's the Kasha Pshita. What's the Chiddush? Moses Elamai the opposite way. Elok Sover, our town holds, ain't the Gid Benoisin Tam. Our town holds, no, there's no Tam to sciatica nerve. These nerves have no Tam Boso. Over Mekdoshim, therefore by a Korbin, is the Gid Iko Issa Mekdoshim Leko. That's what Tana means to say. Noyed Mekdosh means to say there's only an Issa Gid Anosher by a Korbin on the Gid and not an Issa Kotshim on the Gid. So that's the Chiddush, there's only an Issa of Gid Anosher. So Mor says, is that true? V'sova Tanah Dana Tanah, does our Tanah hold? Ain't the Gid Nebadeh Tanah, is that true? V'yotanan, we learned the Gemara later, or V'yotanan, we had a Gemara before that says, Yerech Shenes Basher B'Gid Anosher. Let's say you have the Yerech, those side of an animal, and you cooked it up with his Gid Anosher inside it. So it says, Im Yesh Bo B'noi Sein Tam, Harezu Asura. If you could taste the taste of the Gid in the rest of the meat, the rest of the meat is also. You see, clearly our Tana holds that Yesh Bo Gidim B'noi Sein Tam, that there is a Tam in the Gidim. And therefore, if that Tam goes into the rest of the meat, like there's less than Shishim, then it will become also. So you see, there is a Tam. So Achur, our Tana also holds like that Yesh Bo Gidim B'noi Sein Tam. So what's the Kiddush of our Mishnah? So Mora says, Elohoko bevlodus kodeshim maskinim. Our Mishnah is talking about vlodus kodeshim. You have a korban shlom that gave birth. The vlad, Rashi says, behemas shlomim sheyolda. The behema shlomim gave birth. And that's the Kiddush of our Mishnah. Shmin and Tanah Masdis and the Loitema don't think that Issa Mekdoshim, Rashi says, should be kodem comes first. And therefore the Issa Gid is not chal, because ain't Issa chal. Issa, kamashvila no, El Rashid El Tavayu Chalibothachal. The Xav of Lodis Kotchim, Mishaf Yitzirosim Bemeim on Hen Kadoshim. The Gid Anoshin Noi Bishlil, Vishtakach the Bitzirosim Uber, Chalush name, they both chal at the same time. As soon as the Gid is formed inside the fetus, at that time both the Issa Kotchim is chal upon it, and the Issa Gid Anoshin is chal upon it. Since both is chal, but Vastach is like, therefore both is chal, that's the Chiddush of the Mishnah. That's the Gemara says. Elohocho bevlodis kodeshim askinun. Uksov our Tana holds noyig b'shlil. That the Issa Gid Anosh, like our Tana Kama holds, applies even to the fetus and the animal. Uksov Ros, our Tana holds vlodis kodeshim. The fetus inside the korbin. Bemeya iman hen kodeshim. They have kedush even though they're inside the mother's stomach, even before it's born. It has nisa kedusha on it. If so, as soon as this Gid is formed in the fetus, the Chiddush is the Issa Gid, the Issa Mekdoshim, Bahavia Dodikosi. They're both chal at the same time. And even though usually we say Ein Issa Chal Al Issa, but here where they're both chal of Asachas, both come at the same time, here we say the Yachal. So that's Pshar Na Mishnah. So Gemara says still, is this true? O Mimotz Es Mukmas Lo. Pishlil, how could you say our Mishnah is talking about the fetus? of a kochim of a korbin for me to tony safer. Since the safer of a Mishnah says that noy bishlil, that the yisigin a nosh applies even to the fetus, is mechlal du reisha la bishlil bishlil askinon. Mashma the reisha, the Mishnah is not talking about the fetus, it's talking about the korban itself. Someone says no. Hochi koma, this is what the Mishnah means to say. Dover zeh, that that I said, that the Yisra Gid applies even to the fetus, even to the Uber, Yishno Machlokes Rabbi Yudin Rabbonin, it's like a Machlokes Rabbi Yudin Rabbonin. The next time, both the Reish and the Seif is talking about the Uber, the fetus. Morias, O Mimot Sisarmer, is it possible to say, Titavayu Bihadado de Kiyosi, is it true what he's saying, that both the Yisra Gid Hanosha and the Yisra Mikdoshim is Chal at the same time on this fetus? I do not know, long at this, more later. Al Eilu Tumois, these are the tumas that if a nos that touches, a nos becomes tomei, he's mafsid, his din nazirus, he has to start counting over again. Rashi says, let's say a nos counted of 10 days, and then he touched a certain mace, a tumah, so saisa koma shemoni, he loses all his count, and he has to cut off his seer and start over again. Rashi on this week's parasha. So it says like this. Al elu these are the tumis hanozim megaleich al ameis if a noza touches a meis v'al kazayis for the meis even touches a kazayis worth of the meis and on this v'kashlon we have a question v'kashlon al kazayis min ameis megaleich won't you tell me that if a noza just touches a kazayis on olives worth of a meis he has to like be slaves through the zirus and get take a hikra and start over again is so akula lekoshkein what do you have to tell me akula pshita madach on a kazayis avada akulon. What's the Chiddush? So on this, for Yom Rav Yochanan says, Lanitzuk, the Chiddush over here is, Elo Lanefel, Shalanikshru Eivor Begidim. We have this fetus. So Rashi says, Shakula Kaim, the whole fetus is here. For Yadayan Lanitzkashru Eivor Begidim. But its body yet did not form yet with the veins. Shrekol Eivor of Neutrim, all its limbs are there. But for Yadayan Enolot Kazayas Bosa, no Kazayas Bosa yet. That's the chiddush. Nitzchelo l'neifel shlonikshu evor begidim. That his limbs did not get its veins yet. Salma, what do we see? That isla mukdoshim kodim. That the yisra hegdish comes first. Rashi says why? The mishor shenoitzehu kodesh. The time when this fetus is formed, it hasn't been kedusha. It's being formed in a korban shlomim. It has kedusha. But ve'adayin l'noitzer agid. The sciatic vein was not created yet. To a chazin we see here. The Yitziras Uber Kodemus, the Yitziras Gid, that the fetus is there before it gets its veins. Sa'almo Yisrael Mekdoshim Kodim. Someone says, no. Afagav the Yisrael Mekdoshim Kodim, still os the Yisrael Gid, Chalalayu, Shekein Yisur Noi B'Vnei Noich. Because no, the Yisur is even Noi by B'Vnei Noich. Therefore, this Yisrael Gid will even apply to this also. Alright, we'll continue on the other side. So just wait to the end of this tape and then turn over, we'll continue this on. We'll continue on Daf Tzadik on the other side of this tape.